This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
3.3. All right, so I looked this up just to have some kind of, you know, we have this thing called labor law in the United States, and that came.
Did you look it up for real? Because I got a question.
Yeah, okay. I did. Like, what's your question? Go ahead.
Well, I imagine it's going to come up in conversation, but like the minimum age, minimum hours.
Okay.
Per age.
Well, we can get to that. I can tell you before there was, because I don't remember how it came up. But you made a point, Fat Boy, of like, if a kid wants to go out and work, why do you like make them stay in the house or play a sport or something if they want to go work?
Yeah, because I got a buddy who's got a son trying to, you know, find a job.
How old is he?
15.
That's okay.
Oh, Gilbert, yeah. I started working at 14.
But we tell, like, you know, we were saying, like, you know, back then it was so easy to get a part-time job. Just
I was babysitting at a young age, which I would know. It just seems odd that you would leave like a 14-year-old person with your kids, but
yeah,
I mean, a lot of stuff never made sense. Like, again, I go back to this a million times, but seniors in high school used to be bus drivers of high school kids.
I'm glad I missed that time.
That's insane. Okay, so before labor laws, kids as young as 5 and 6 years old were working in factories, mines, farms, and textile mills.
Sweatshops.
They were also employed in canneries, selling newspapers, shining shoes, and even, and I've seen this gothic, awful picture. It's of this guy wearing like a, you know, Abraham Lincoln hat, big old tall hat, and he's on a roof, and he's lowering this young kid who looks 40 in the face, but he's maybe like 8. And he's lowering him chimney down sweep? The chimney to sweep it out. And
he's the only one that'd fit, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there was always, I don't know if this is from a movie or not, but there was this, it was probably based off reality about how they would lower kids down in the coal mines to separate the coal pieces. And
generations.
But they're down there like getting that black lung and all that crap.
Jesus.
I wouldn't go that far with it. Like, from what
you're talking about, working at like the mall or working at like a fast food restaurant or something?
Something very limited, just to, like, you know, that's the only way you can teach that, like, responsibility and structure. Very hard to do without an incentive of money.
Kids receive 10% of what the adult pay was. So you look at the women's pay with the 20%, kids were getting 10% of adult pay, working 12 to 16 hours a day, 6 days a week.
I know I sound old, but it really serves them later in life when you start working as young as you can.
Well, back then, too, there was never any chance of making it out of that small town or even going to college. It was like, find a trade, learn it, and roll with it. And my dad, I mean, that's no joke. 8 or 9 years old was how old he was when he worked at the Orchard Farm in Greer. And he would get a nickel a bushel.
And he grew up.
A nickel. And then, yeah, and then from that, he goes to Greer High School. I mean, not from that. It was a time period in between. Greer High School, he'd get out of school, go home, sleep for a couple hours or whatever, go to work at night at Appalach Mill, textile mill, get off, walk across the street, have breakfast at that little diner, go home, take a shower, and go to school.
Develop that work ethic. Yeah. And that was like a popular story of, you know, people that would do that, work in the mill. We had a buddy of ours that, you know.
I'm not sure that he's my dad. I would have never. There ain't no way. He did it in a four-room mill house with two sisters and a mom and a dad. My dad slept on the couch.
He
didn't have a bedroom.
15, I was.
Should have kicked you out of yours.
I went to work through school, ROP, and I worked for an advertising agency because I wanted to buy a car.
See, that's the thing. Like, when you can work when you don't have to at that age. Like, I had to work because I had to have money for, like, if I wanted something, like, clothes or whatever, like, I had to have it.
I just about to say the same thing. It was always clothes. Like, I started working at, 13, Western Family Steakhouse, $3.86 an hour. It was minimum wage. And I did it because my parents said, we will buy you clothes, but if you want those clothes, you got to get a job. Clothes.
Gosh, dang it.
Okay, Nike and Tommy Hilfiger made me work.
Structure.
Yeah.
Which is a little on the cheaper end, but still. It's like, you know, you could develop good work habits in a kid, and if they don't have to work, like, that's all pocket money for them. They don't have to pay any bills or anything. It's just like a great experience both ways. I don't know how else you could teach the work ethic.
And the one thing about the summer is you can double up on jobs and make a lot of money.
Especially now where kids see their parents working from home. It's not a lot. I mean, you know, that's such a stretch. Like, most people don't. We say that, like, you know, from where we sit, like, a lot of people do work from home. But grand scheme of things, people aren't working from home anymore. So that's kind of blown out. But in 1938 is when we had the labor law. And the first law was you had to be 16 to work at all. Or 14, pardon. 14 to work at all. But you couldn't have a non-hazardous job. Now, if you had dangerous work, like working in a mine, you had to be 18.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, you can go be in the war also.
No, it's just weird how that works out. Would their attention span accommodate any kind of work schedule?
Would you trust young people in the kitchen?
It depends.
Like, why did we then, though?
Yeah.
I mean, because I know, like, you have to follow back up with some people that I know, making sure that the standards are washing.
Like, are they cooking?
Hands.
Like, they probably shouldn't be cooking. Like,
I don't know if it helped or hurt. I really don't. Like, a lot of those people grew up with, like, chips on their shoulders and stuff, which I totally get that.
Especially,
but it's like being a good college football player the year before they did the nil deal and you didn't get drafted.
Yep.
Like, you just got to be pissed after they passed that labor law after you worked at 7 years old, you know?
What if you send your kids out and made them work for you to pay for your, like, nobody was making enough money and everybody had to work?
Yeah, like kids that grew up
in
the
a big city, it's expensive. It's probably that way now. Yeah.
Kids that grew up in the Depression. That's the only thing I can liken to, like, kids now growing through the pandemic. I mean, look, they saw a ton of people making more money to stay home than they ever were making to go to work.
Yeah.
I mean, what
5 years
message?
Ago today,
yeah.
It started.
You hear people say, well, I'm Instagram famous, and I'm making, how do you make money off of it?
That's how they want to try to make money. The easy way.
Well, even with that, there's no easy way to do that. I mean, we know, like, I know somebody who does it. We all do. And she busts her ass on that stuff. Like, you might see a 3-minute video. It probably took her an hour to make.
Yeah.
But,
like, I couldn't do
it. I mean, if I was a hot girl, I'd be hawking makeup
that's
dresses
the other,
and shoes, all kind of crap. I would.
That's the other
I'd
thing.
I'd have an OnlyFans as well.
Like, they got a built in, more of a built in, like market for if you're hot. I mean, like, the avenues are there now to
it's true.
Make a killing.
That's kind of arbitrary beauty, though. What you think is
I mean, we're talking about like obvious, like, like not like on the fence type of, I mean, like hot.
Not the kind of, you know, if you're ugly. Face type. Yeah. And you know that you are.
Pretty. You got ugly friends. You'll never say it, but you got ugly friends.
There's always one.
I think
ugly
I'm
friend.
The ugliest of my friend group.
No,
well, they might say that, but.
No, I've seen it. You're not.
Thank you. You're
I'll write down the one if you want me to.
We're going to go through and rank them.
I've said no, that before. I like, do you not. Got that one that you hang around just because it makes you probably feel better about yourself. Yeah. That's the one. I knew it. Look, she's like the smile. You cannot deny it.
I love both that
so
one.
Unfair.
That's why true, we used though. To keep Jeff around. Nah, it's just so. For fun. That was just a funny little quip.
All right. That person doesn't
I'm exist. Glad we waited 2 days on doing that. That was fun.
Put your kid to work. Well, I mean, if he wants, if he shows an interest, he or she.
I mean,
if like, they have the ethic.
I don't know how else they're going
to
get it.
I always wanted to work. I always wanted to do something. Like, remember I had a science fair at my house? I charged people 25 cents to come to our back porch to look at my frogs and turtles.
Didn't you sell candy, too? Like, you were always hustling.
I sold Blow
That's
Pops at school.
School.
I'd buy them at Sam's for $8 a box, sell them for a quarter piece. And there was this one bully dickhead kid at Sevier Middle
Did
School.
You stole your candy?
No. He said, give me one. I said, I'm not giving you one. He's like, I'll tell the coach Osorio, our gym teacher, soccer coach. I didn't play soccer.
Baby. Oh, you got extorted.
I said, well, tell him I'm not giving you one. And he didn't get one, and Coach O took all my Blow Pops from me. But he didn't get
That's
his.
Terrible.
I felt fine with that.
You both went down for it.
I don't care.
You made some money off it, at least for a
little
bit.
Yeah. Oh, I made tons. And then also, you know, I had other routes as
now,
well.
Now, if you would have made enough money, you would have had an enforcer. Stands.
No, Chick-fil-A sandwiches. I bring them to school the next day and sell them.
Oh, God. Did you really?
Hell yes.
Marijuana.
We're missing a whole rack of sandwiches. Harris?
Oh, no. I paid for them, of course.
Traded apple pies for them. I remember that story.
No, we traded Chick-fil-A for Frankenstein beers across the world.
That's what it was.
It was a hot dog place that sold beer at the old mall called Frankenstein's.
Oh,
and
okay.
We would trade.
They got to be doing that still. Like, you know,
I don't think they're there anymore.
Well, it's like some Sbarro's flying around for some Mongoloid beef or whatever.
Oh,
they got
it's Mongolian, but yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, something like that.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports. To read between the lines. Is that his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you, Ghost, to Robert Stack. He sounds a lot like Robert Stack. And that was,
it really is.
We've had that made before AI. That was the guy who really sounded like Robert Stack. I feel like an old animator now, mad at like digital animators. Like back in my day, we had to really paint each movement that the damn Mickey Mouse did. Each one had to be drawn and hand-painted like a flip book. And now you sit there with your little tapping fingers and make a cartoon. And, you know, the same thing with that. That's a guy who literally sounds like Robert Stack, but some nerd could go on his computer and make Robert Stack say anything now. And I resent the hell out of that. I do.
You don't like the new episodes, too, which I love because I can't figure them out. And they're really frustrating. And they're extra creepy
now. I tell you
now.
The hack in my head with that, or at least how I explain this to myself. Why did I love those so much when I was younger, Unsolved Mysteries? Because there was no source to go look up while you're watching or after the show. There was no internet.
No, there wasn't.
Or you go to the library and they didn't have books on stuff like that. So you wondered about it for 20 damn years. And then when the internet came, you're like, I don't. You want to look at porn? You want to look up? You know, you're not going to look at that stuff. So it, timing everything. I mean, Beatlemania, that in itself was a well placed, right into the American culture. Look at the timeline, like.
So like Ed Sullivan, like the debut, the whole thing, well placed.
It's like when you see, you know, everything. Rare is the real viral. I think rare is the real viral.
Yeah, not natural, like organic, they would say.
Like I don't like God, I'm going to take away from the whole thing here. But like,
that's why I didn't want to say anything about anything. Is that like multiple comments?
No, I know. And I'd love the hell out of that too. But you know, this old clock thing here. I say clock, Paige. You looked at me strange.
She perked up.
A hot tour girl. I mean, you know, there's people that think, hey, that was a psyop.
Like, yeah, so boring.
It was just, that was happenstance and somebody the right, but that still took the right person to see it and share it.
Yeah, a whole team of people.
You can't have a town full of nobodies. And I'm not talking about you. What's a town you don't like?
Oh, God, Norris. Say Norris.
Talking about you people in Norris.
I love Norris.
It's random.
Where, you know, you might have 50 followers and you just all read the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It takes the right person to see it, a Blake Lively type, or somebody sees it and shares it on their thing. And then that's the virality of it. It's never the small little thing. It takes the one person to see it. Anything's explained that way.
Anything. Shout out to Margaret's, by the way.
What up? Fat Boy, you and I had talked about this on the air, off the air, and then we brought it to the air with Paige about how we did not understand carrier pigeons. How that made no sense to us. Up to 1,000 years ago, man could write a message on a pigeon, tie it to the with something to the pigeon's leg, and then send it some way, hundreds of miles away, to deliver a message to pinpoint activity, and then get a message, and then send it back, and just go back and forth without any way of being able to teach the pigeon how to do it. So I looked up a lot about this stuff. I mean, you think about it. You're in the middle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Middle of a battlefield, you're dodging cannonballs, hellfire, and brimstones. How do you explain to a bird where home is? Like, hey, little guy.
And why would they fly into it?
Fly west and see, you see that big old oak tree there? Hang a left at the river. And then when you hit the castle, drop this note off. This dude there named Lord Joffrey. That's horse crap. I mean, what's crazier than that? It's like nobody does it anymore. If that were a thing, why would it not have continued? And even if it was monetized, like FedEx have a pigeon department. Like, how? Why? And that's because, my friends, I have the theory to explain all of that.
Oh, you know, okay.
What if pigeons were never trained to deliver messages? What if they already knew where to go? You know why? They're time travelers.
Pigeons?
Yeah, I said that. Think about it for a minute. What if pigeons are not navigating at all? They're just jumping back and forth between timelines to the places that they already know. Like, they're not, maybe they're not delivering messages. Maybe they were retrieving them from the past and the future. Wouldn't that explain why they're so eerily good at it? Like, why their navigational skills make zero sense? But most importantly, get ready to feel your jaw drop to the floor. Why have no one ever seen a baby pigeon? Arms are crossed right now.
I don't know if I have.
No one has.
That is...
Your hearts are sinking out of your chest right now.
Yeah, because it
leaves... Have you? No. No, you haven't. You've only seen the full-grown, street-hard pigeons. Them badass pigeons. They look like they've been paying taxes for 40 years.
Crap everywhere.
It's because you're not born. I think they fully materialized, fully grown from another time period. And this is, you're calling me a nut and all these things right now. They already know their mission. Their mission is to observe history, document key events, and make sure that's the way, like, the timeline stays on track. Quit Googling right now. You're going to... You're giving me flashbacks. So let's start with this. JFK assassination. You've seen the photos, the film, and all this stuff, the ones from Dealey Plaza. If you look closely, there is a bird perched right up on the power line, hanging out right above the rooftop, just watching, not reacting. The gunfire goes off. Several shots. The bird never moves. Now, if a human being or somebody, you ever just been in your yard and said, or whatever, the birds just fly off. They fly off, whatever. I mean, you crank the lawnmower. Wow, they just fly away. They're scared as hell. They didn't react, they sat there. Why? Because maybe they're time travelers sat there to witness history, to ensure that, like, what was the show we love, Scott Bakula?
Quantum Leap.
Yeah, like maybe they have to make sure it goes exactly as planned, or they're recording it in some way, because think about the eyeballs on there. The Titanic, were there birds?
Well, yeah, there had to have been, right?
Survivors recall seeing flocks of birds flying above the ship as it went down. Now, were they regular seagulls, or were they there to document the disaster, making sure that the timeline wasn't altered? Ask yourself this. I sound like a preacher. 9/11. The famous footage, the second plane is hitting the tower and there's this dark shape flying near the impact at the exact moment. And people, I've looked this up all over Reddit. People have argued since that day whether it was debris or it was, and I'm not making fun of the situation at all. This is like where it kind of hits weird. Bunch of people say that was a bird that was just setting right there to get like a bird's eye view of what was going on. Was it a coincidence? God. Birds will move when you come near them or scream at them. Quit texting me that I'm crazy.
No, this...
That's my phone. If you even go back, this is where you know I'm being serious. You go back to the crucifixion of Christ. You look at a lot of the Christian art, it's full of birds flying above the cross. So, was that a spiritual symbol? Or time-traveling pigeons? Making sure that history's most famous execution went down as it were to be, or in the future, that's like a kid sitting around on his game with his eye goggles on, his Oculus, and he's a pigeon.
You know, this lends credence to something.
Roll your eyes at me, Paige.
I'm not doing anything, I'm afraid to.
You never notice that you're at a football game. At the end of the game, you see flocks of pigeons just sometimes just take off. They were not there for the hot dogs. They probably paid a premium on Xbox 9000 to watch that game in real time. Immersive. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Now, if you're not yet, why have birds always had a weird connection to death and omens in the supernatural? Crows? Ravens? Owls? Anybody?
I don't like this one. I'm going to be straight up with you.
You don't, do you?
Because this opens doors to like a couple major like themes that people have talked about. Plus, you got me so thrown, I forgot to play the damn bed.
I noticed it was a cappella.
That's kind of how shaken I am at the whole thing, to be honest with you.
If you want to have fun with this, I'm going to give you a source for a lot of this stuff that if you just like this kind of stuff, if you go on Reddit and look up Time Travelers Union, dude, it's some matrixy, glitchy, weird stuff. But the thing that about the baby pigeons is incredible to me. Also, when you start looking at significant photos in time, where if this was happening, birds would not just sit there. They would fly away.
Because they already know what's about to happen.
Are they like delivery drones? Or do they run on Wi-Fi? I mean, if I told you that I could make a video of Donald Trump giving Kamala Harris a haircut...
It's weird.
And that half the country would debate if that was a real video or not. You would have called me crazy then. And that could have been as early as 2 years ago because nobody thought Kamala would have ran. But she did. She lost. But back to the observing bird in Dealey Plaza. November 22nd, 1963. A lot of theories out there, a lot of conspiracy theorists say that LBJ, the vice president that was sworn into office on the airplane with Jackie O and JFK's body... Some say that Lyndon Baines Johnson was in on that. Most people know that...
Speech was already in his pocket.
All that stuff. Who knows? But remember this, and X-Files did teach us this. The way that the bad guys feel good about laying their head down at night is that they've told you. You just didn't see it. They've given you the clues. And with that, I say, what was LBJ's wife's name?
I don't know why I can't think of it.
Lady Bird Johnson.
Oh, why didn't I remember that? I don't get the connection.
Bird! Dude.
Oh, bird.
Bird! She's a lady bird.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let me call him back.
No,
please.
Sure, he's still there.
Terry, let's bring him on before he decides to hang up. Terry, sorry. Cake and all these different things took my imagination. OCD, but too late to do anything about it. Terry, we briefly, I don't know if you caught this, we briefly read your email. Time got against us. We didn't get back to it. And then Fat Boy, again, freaking radio's person of the day.
Hell yeah.
We'll take saving it. The day.
Yeah. We tracked him down.
Reached back out to you, said, hey, you want to come on there? And you're like, hell yeah, I will. So walk us through this for those that didn't catch the mail sack on Monday.
Okay. Email. All right. So basically, and this is the most confusing relationship I've ever been in. But I've been dating this girl for a long time, and long enough that things are getting real hot and heavy. And at the end of the day, we're getting more physical, and all of a sudden these restrictions come in. It's like, you can do this, but you can't do that. I'll do this, but I won't do that. It's like we're having a signing of a home sale before we go to the next step.
Oh.
And, you know, I thought when things are getting hot and heavy, you know, things get hot and heavy and then you know, all these rules just kind of, well, I'm trying to, you know, I'm on the radio.
No, I know, man. I know, you just had like that 1920s gangster tone. You're like, hot and heavy. Yeah, see?
I'm making
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Things are happening. Yeah.
We're going to third base, you hear? So, I'll tell you what my first thought is like she's maybe like so into you that she's like trying to slow it down and pace it a little bit because she's like, all right, I know this is going to happen, but I don't want to like do it all.
Oh, yes, yeah, it's good. She wants to savor it, you know.
Yeah.
She wants to unwrap you slowly.
The thing is I got to home plate already, fellas and lady. I mean,
You dive face first.
I did not get tagged out.
You didn't get bunted. You didn't get bunted in, did you? No, go ahead.
There was no button.
What is Jackie Steele's home really about?
Yeah, really. Come on. But this could mean something different these days. But home base, that's pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty much. No, the bases have changed, but yeah, the home base is still the same.
Yeah,
he's talking about in the butt.
Yeah,
he didn't have a pinch runner.
Oh, whoa!
No, no, okay. No, I know what you're saying. Go ahead. But tried to be a family show here.
Yeah, but no. here. At the end of the day, I mean, she won't take her shirt off, and the bra stays on the whole time. That's the whole thing about it, guys. And I mean, I guess what's up with that? Because
let me kill the buzz. Do you think there's any medical situations? Perhaps.
Yeah.
Once this all came back to me, that what this was truly about, I was like, you know what? Like that might be a thing where. Okay, I'm gonna ask this very kind of awkward question now. Like,
come on.
Does she like when you see her with? Does she have an ample bosom?
That's a good question.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I personally think it looks great. I've just never seen it, but I think it looks great.
Okay.
Just an outside perspective, walking along down the street,
and you don't know
everything looks.
Any kind of prior medical kind of thing that
I haven't heard about that, and I've asked kind of that direct question, like what's going on, and the answer is I just don't like to take my bra off. Like to take my shirt off, and I'm just like
that don't seem comfortable though. Like she got a situation to where maybe the. Like the nipple itself is bigger than the boob itself, like a football nipple. Like
and somebody's made fun of it in the past, and she thinks like I don't want to kill the buzz. We happen to
I
have someone who's all things knower about breast, Paige. What would you say outside of the medical situation that could be? And
I
we
can
don't
think
know.
Of two scenarios. First, she may have stretch marks that she's embarrassed of.
Good point. Has she lost weight? Used to be heavier, maybe, and lost weight because stretch marks don't go away.
I'm
here to tell you.
Around the
I don't know. I don't know that she has.
Okay.
I can ask.
No, you can't.
But I don't think she. Yeah.
You feel around there on the sides, whatever. You feel it's like you're a blind person reading Braille.
And secondly, she
going to offend them all while we're at it.
Maybe she puts like the chicken cutlets in there to make her boobs bigger.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like false advertisement.
And she doesn't want to
that ain't
let
right,
you know.
No, that ain't right.
Well, I mean, you know, if you got
to
do it.
Well, if it's a medical situation, yes. But the other to me is false advertising.
Why?
If that's
you want to go out with
chicken cutlets, that's free food. So, like, I'm fine with that, man.
They're great.
Like,
they're raw, though.
I have stuffed them in many a dress with
them. Where?
Not me, but for other people that when I was a
now, do you have some rotisseries
stylist.
In there?
I was going to say.
Because
you got some Cornish hens rocking tonight.
If you can make them look the best that they can, you do that.
But what if a guy had a Red Bull can down the front of his pants, and when you went out with him, whatever, you're like, I can't wait to look at that bulge. And then when you get down on your knees and he drops trout, a Red Bull can pops out, and he's like, let me get my cutlet out.
That can sound.
And then Droopy enters the party.
Good Lord.
She'd be so drunk, she starts sucking on the cans.
I'd be like, good Lord, I think I broke your penis. Make that can sound.
You know
me,
what would
please.
Happen. They would be mad. Like,
make,
what a false advertisement.
I want you to make that can sound. Oh, I think I broke something. I'm so sorry.
Don't worry, I recycle it. Oh, Lord. God. All right, let's get to
say,
what you
that'll
call
give you wings, you know.
Yeah, but not wings.
Oh,
so here's
boy.
The thing.
Yeah.
I want to be extremely sensitive to this, that if it does turn out to be a medical thing, let's keep that on the forefront because I've known folks. We've all known somebody that's maybe through others that have went through situations like that, and I cannot imagine. But if it's not that, how does a guy present this to a woman? Like we are told as Homo sapiens, that means humans.
Hang on now.
We are told is. See, you can't call a Homo sapien anything short. Like you can't.
As soon as you hear that first, you hear those
like
first four letters.
Like, if they don't want to use it, can we take it? Or can we just be sapiens? All right, let me get to the point.
Okay.
If we're supposed to talk about our feelings as a couple, right? And I expressed to you, look, I don't know what this is, and I want to be sincere about this. I'd like to see those things bouncing around.
And
when
I would,
you're on top
I wouldn't
me.
Say to her, I don't care what they look like, you know, because you don't know. She may have had a biopsy.
That's
we don't know
all kinds
things.
Of.
We
she
don't
might
know.
Have eraser nipples,
but
real long.
But I think if you told her honestly
he
that
put his finger
that
up.
You wanted to see them and feel
nice.
Them.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's not bad.
For intimacy, you know, because you want to feel skin to skin. Let her know that.
Yeah.
And yeah. take it to the next
level. Or what about this? And this is where I, as a guy, have to think about my words and the way it can be mistaken here. But I think when in the thrills of passion, you don't always verbalize everything. And that is not to say you do without asking, okay?
Ask,
but I'm saying,
man.
No, I say if you're going at it, start to take off her shirt. And
yeah.
if she pulls it down, don't resist. But then after, when you're smoking your cigarettes or eating your candy or whatever you do after sex, mm-hmm. you say, you know, there was a time when I tried to take your shirt off. There's your icebreaker.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
if you hold this in, oh, yeah. it's just going to come out weird. And you're going to like, that's where your mind's going to be during sex, where you ever had sex but
yeah.
thinking about something else, or you're kind of watching TV out the one eye? There's a ball game
yep.
on in the back. You're not fully
yep.
there, and the end result's just not as good because you're not
yeah.
fully immersed.
She might have a lopsided
yeah.
situation going on.
Like you
got
to kind of meditate with each other while you're having sex. But I'm saying you reach
yeah.
up there, start to very gingerly kind of remove that top, and if she moves it down, don't let it kill the buzz, and then later that's your way to ask her. And then please let us know. And I hope to God that it's not anything bad, you know. She had to go through some bad stuff. Maybe it's just like Fat Boy says, she got weird shaped nipples or something.
Yeah. Or just say,
yeah.
hey, let's take each other's clothes off. That's kind of sexy.
This would be it? Like if he left his pants on and just, you know, unzipped.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
I don't like
this
yeah.
is the equivalent.
I don't even like when, you know, there's been past situations where I'm like, take your bra off too. No, it makes my back hurt. And I'm like, what? Like, cause, you know, that.
I think somebody in the room is not a fan of that.
Who? Her?
Hmm.
Yeah, I just don't want to. Like, I don't know if you said that on the air or not. Like,
what? Take it? Oh, I don't know. I feel weird to ask. Can I ask you that?
Yeah, sometimes when I get home, that's the first thing that gets.
Yeah, but
taken
do you
off.
Leave it on because it keeps them from moving about hurting?
In sex? No, I don't care.
Okay. Wow, listen.
I'm
to
a
you.
Nudist.
Dang.
All right.
Got a golf course that's right
yeah.
at your alley.
All right. We seriously, can we, whenever you're ready or whenever you talk to her and whenever this happens again, I don't know how often you get laid, but like give us an update and let us know what happened. Because
sure.
I think that's like,
yeah.
there's a lot of things that can apply to like, hey, honey, why don't you ever shave anymore? Like you can,
yeah.
there's ways to find out.
Or ask her if she'd strip for you.
Packing her hair.
Dude.
Not a bad idea.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man,
right.
I could call it like a second base update for you guys. You know?
Well, that sounds lame, but we'll come up with a better name and do it. Okay.
I know. But yeah.
All right, my friend. Good luck with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have a good morning. You know, I feel real good about that that advice.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm embarrassed by the advice we give, but today I was.
I just don't know what kind of update he would give. Like, you know,
this was what was why she wouldn't take it off.
Do you expect every
my nipples get cold?
Every woman to be picture perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Perfect. If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.